Ekot, Lena Jormby.
Du lyssnar på Frispel och veckans program handlar om Ja Warrior.
Yeah, special request to Ja Warrior. Yeah, man like you, yeah, is a chance of microphone standards, I will tell you.
Välkommen till P3 Frispel. Mitt namn är Roman och kvällens program handlar om Ja Warrior som är en av de största reggae- och dubproducenterna i dagens England. Hans riktiga namn är Steve Mosko och han föddes 1961 i Manchester. Till skillnad från många andra brittiska reggae-vokalister och producenter så har Steve ingen som helst anknytning till Jamaica. Han har faktiskt aldrig besökt den lilla ön. När han gick på högstadiet fick han kompisar som hade ett stort intresse för reggae och det dröjde inte länge innan Steve började köpa egna reggae-skivor och musiken blev en ganska stor del av hans liv.
I first started listening to reggae in about 1974 when I was still at school. I used to have a friend who had, you know, the usual old cliché stuff, Bob Marley, etc. And then I started listening to a few other bits and pieces on the radio, which I didn't really know what they were. I only later found out that they were dub. And in those days, it was really difficult to get any information about reggae because there was virtually nothing on reggae, on radio, sorry, apart from John Peel, who was a very well-known DJ on the radio in England. And he had a late night show and occasionally used to play a few bits of dub and roots. And he'd play other styles as well. And as I say, I really didn't understand about the difference between the different styles of reggae in those days, you know, roots, dub, lovers rock, etc., because it was very, very hard to get hold of any information. So it was really kind of a slow learning process for me. Ding, 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 da, ding, 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 why?
That people
strain of Babylon.
Och innan den hörde ni Ja Warrior in a New Area med Hugi Isacher. Ni hörde också Righteous med den legendariske Michael Rose och veteran-toastern Rankin Joe's Drifter in a Warrior style. Här kommer det ett spår till på den klassiska drifter-rytmen. Det här är Request med Ja Mason.
So them request Ja Mason, and not the premiers. Them want to build up in our town, we make them skittin'. Them request Ja Mason, and not the premiers. The word sound build up in our, well, we make them skittin'. Yo, me come fi build them, Ja Mason, I go kill them. Yo, blessing it go pass on to them children, children. Life is so joyful, me bridging. Now me sistering, me love when the youth them love to learn and love the listening. Yo, word sound brick me lay cannot be hidden. In a the holy book that one year was written. What? Yo, the request Ja Mason and not the Freemason. The build up is a word sound we make them straighten. The request Ja Mason and not the Freemason. Word sound build up is a we make them straighten. Sustain and then retain. Yo, well Rastafari in a person and no prayer. Seek Ja, reach Ja, throw the sun and throw the rain. Seek your salvation, only you to be blamed. Yo, just know where you're going and from whence you know came. Put on a Jordan, either Abel or Cain. Yo, then the request Ja Mason and not the free. Yes, them want to build a feature where sound we make them straighten. Them request Ja Mason and not the free. Yes, them want to build a feature where sound we make them straighten.
Du lyssnar på P3 Frispel och kvällens program handlar om Steve Jawarier Moscow. På 80-talet började Steve spela skivor på olika radiostationer runt om i London. Hans intresse för musiken blev bara större och antalet plattor i skivsamlingen växte. 1984 spelade han för första gången i Jawarier Sound System och något år senare började han med egna produktioner som gjordes i ett enda syfte. Att användas på Sound System-spelningar. Från början hade Steve inga planer på att släppa sin musik i kommersiellt syfte. Men åren gick och 1995 startade Steve sitt eget bolag Jawarier Records där han gav ut sin första 12:a.
Well, the first release on the label on Jawarier Records was in 1995. And it kind of happened almost by accident because I had the sound system under the same name, and for a number of years I'd been producing dub plates to play on the sound system. And to start off with, I didn't really have a lot of involvement in the music myself. I kind of knew what I wanted, but I wouldn't really call myself any kind of skilled musician. So I used to go along to various studios and tell people what I wanted and get them to play it for me. And then gradually I started getting involved with Dougie Wardrop at Conscious Sounds Records, and he kind of encouraged me to get involved in the music more myself and start playing things more myself, which I did do. And that was the time in the early to mid 1990s when a number of people in the UK were starting up their own independent labels. People like Dougie himself with the Conscious Sounds label, Zion Train, Disciples, Alpha and Omega, etc. And one day Dougie said to me, look, you've got all this music that you built up and really you're not doing anything with it apart from when you play on the sound system, so why don't you think about releasing something yourself? And this was something that I'd never really considered, but I thought about it and thought I'd give it a go. So I put the one single out, which was called The 22nd Book by Naptali, and it was quite successful, quite well received in the UK, etc., and other countries as well. So really, that's how the label began, really quite by accident.
And he showed me a river of water of life, as bright as crystal, proceeding out to the throne of the Lord God Jehovah-Rastafari, and of the Lamb, in the midst of the streets thereof. Side of the river, and on that was the tree of life, bearing to every manner of fruits, and yielding its fruits each and every month. And the leaves of that tree were for the healing of Ja Nation. Sila. There shall be no curse anymore, for the throne of the Lord God Jehovah-Rastafari and of the Lamb shall be therein, and his servants shall do him service, and they shall see his face. And his name shall be written on their forehead, Ja Rastafari.
righteousness, as in the days and times of Lazarus. The old I and I, you wield the holy scepter.
Second Book med Naptali, som var den första singeln som släpptes på Ja Warrior Records. I början gav Steve ut betydligt mer dub än vad han gör idag. Alltså remixade reggae-låtar som nästan inte innehåller några vokala inslag. De få vokalerna som hörs är ofta täckta med effekter som echo och reverb. I dubben dominerar bas, trummor och olika ljudeffekter som ger musiken en mycket speciell känsla. Och trots att dub har sina rötter i reggen, så är det många som använder begreppet dub utan att veta vad det egentligen är.
Well, the actual technique of mixing dub is something which in recent years has been taken up by a lot of people who are not involved in the reggae scene at all. You know, people from the dance music scene, hip-hop, house, all kinds of different types of music. But to me, dub will always be associated with reggae. It originated particularly in King Tubby's studio in Jamaica in the early 1970s. And to me, I think the process of mixing dub works best on reggae, although you can apply it to lots of other different types of music as well, as has been done nowadays. But I think it's kind of confused a lot of people, particularly younger people, who don't really have any kind of background or history in reggae music. When they hear about dub nowadays, sometimes, you know, they don't know what it really is.
Och det blir mer dub från Ja Warrior i kvällens B3 frispel. Här är den senaste Ja Warrior producerade rytmen Creation. Alla versioner är mixade av en annan stor brittisk reggae- och dubproducent, Russ Disciples.
Shup, 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 up down there. Whoa, way. Whoa, way. All right. Up in the valley where it first begun. Up in the hills looking down in the ocean. Listen to birds singing redemption songs. While I taste the victory of meditation. I like the way on it appeals to me. These are parts of the autonomy. They can't create nor shape my destiny. They are all in one catastrophe, and it makes my people cry. Day to day they sigh. Just wipe the tears from your eyes and stay alive. Oh, oh. I can hear my people.
people cry. Day to day they sigh. Just wipe the tears from your eyes and stay alive. Oh, the family unit slowly tearing apart. I can see it everywhere I walk. Want to control our deeds and thoughts. Want to rearrange the purification of the earth. The essence of life is clear to see, and the harvest of the family tree. But when crisis comes tumbling down, love is nowhere to be found.
like the way on it appear to me. Yes, these are parts of the autonomy. They can create or shape my destiny. They are all in one catastrophe.
Ni hörde Smoke the High Grade med Lutton Faya, och låtarna som spelades innan var Creation med Anthony John, Tired Philip in a Digetio med Rankin Joe, och så hörde ni också Creation Dub med Ja Warrior. Idag är det nog nästan omöjligt att vara musikproducent utan att influeras och påverkas av andras musik. Steve fick inspirationen från de stora amerikanska producenterna som var mest aktiva under 70-talet.
Well, I think the people who really influenced me were more producers rather than musicians. People like Lee Perry, Yabby U, Augustus Pablo, although he was obviously a musician as well. King Tubby's scientist. It was really the people who were creating a sound of their own rather than, you know, DJs or musicians, etc., who really influenced me. The people who were, you could say, conducting experiments in sound, which those producers and engineers who I just mentioned definitely were.
Yes, I can see the writings on the wall. Babylon, your kingdom. can see the writings on the wall. Babylon, your system must fall. A clean hands and a pure in heart. So I see Jah all of me. Don't let the righteousness depart. Justice straight from the heart. Yes, I can see the writings on the wall. Babylon, your system must fall. I can see the writings on the wall now. Babylon, your system must fall. Go down. I can see the writings on the wall. Wicked men, your system must fall.
We're in a serious situation. Save the world and better the nation.
Just hold the meditation. Keep it real, no separation. Me choosing us, the iron, not Satan.
Jesus never come 2000. So tell me what them have been. Yo, just gather the youth before them start the revolution. Where them a go do? Yo, we not the pollution.
Yo, this a one your name. Secure for sure, you know.
I rad, och det var Voice of the Spirit med Jah Warrior, Writing on the Wall med legenden Prince Alla, och så hörde ni No Joke med Jah Mason som spelades tillsammans med dubversionen. Steve har genom åren samarbetat med många olika vokalister från både Jamaica och Storbritannien. På 90-talet spelade han in skivor med reggae-veteranerna Peter Brogs och Prince Alla, och idag producerar Steve också yngre sångare från Jamaica som till exempel Jah Mason och Luton Faya.
Well, Jamaican artists who I have worked with, they include Hugh Brown, Earl 16, Alton Ellis, Rankin Joe, Trinity, Dillinger, Rod Taylor, Prince Alla, Peter Brogs. All those names, really veterans of the music business in Jamaica. Michael Rose recently as well, you know, former singer with Black Uhuru, Grammy Award winner, really needs no introduction. And recently I've started working with some new artists from Jamaica as well, people like Jah Mason and Luton Faya, who are very much out of the Bobo Dread camp, you know, very militant, but also very intelligent lyrics as well. and they add a whole new kind of flavour to the music, and I think it's an interesting combination having the UK style of roots and these new artists from Jamaica. I think the combination is quite unique.
man put it against his law. Babylon put it against his law. Free up the herb in America. Free up the herb in Jamaica. Free up the herb.
Med Peter Broggs, och innan det så hörde ni Rainbow Circle Throne med Jamason och Never Surrender My Faith med Lutten Faya. Trots att Jawar är ett stort namn i den moderna reggae och dub-världen så är det inte många som känner till honom på Jamaica. Det går inte så bra för engelsk producerat reggae på ön. Men det finns andra delar av världen, som till exempel Frankrike, där man gärna köper brittisk producerad roots reggae och dub.
Coming from the UK and not from Jamaica, I think it puts you at a disadvantage with a certain audience in reggae, a certain section of the reggae audience, should I say, because there are definitely a lot of people out there who, you know, have quite a closed mind and think if it's not made in Jamaica, then it's not worth listening to. And this can also be a disadvantage for a reggae label in the UK when it comes to selling your records, because, you know, certain markets are definitely closed to you. Japan, for instance, you know, very, very difficult to sell music there if it's not made in Jamaica, and that is a huge market, so we're really missing out a lot. On the other hand, you know, we do well in certain countries in Europe, such as France. But generally, I would say that, yeah, if you're a UK reggae artist or label, it is definitely a disadvantage.
Well, Rasta Parai, turn into me praise. Oh, yeah, yeah. My reason of strength, he gave us strength of praise. Oh, well. Oh, we shall overcome. Even when my work and done, me a platoon bomb. We shall overcome. Yes, we just arise to see the shining of the sun. Oh, let righteousness be your guide. Oh, yeah. Even when they try to put us aside, they try to stop us, but we know we got to rise. Oh, let righteousness be your guide. Oh, yeah. See, let's show them no ball. When them give me dirty pipe, them have a ball. When them see we arise. All the obstacles on top them where them set up. Our Rastafari still protect us. We went wrong and the powers come correct us, yeah. Oh, well, well. Oh, you can't make history come repeat itself. Now them corruption fi delete itself. Mr. Babylon a figure bow down and beseech itself. Oh, well then. Oh, let righteousness be
your guide. Oh, yeah. Even when they try to put us aside, Rastafari, I go take them by surprise. Oh, let righteousness be your guide. Oh, yeah. Pass them remarks and them not stop criticize.
Tribe of Judah. Yeah. Rastafari is the first, and his imperial majesty Emperor Selassie is the highest.
Listen, some of them chant them are imposter, disguising themselves in the remains of Rasta. How King Selassie do them have been chosen? So in them accent and a fool with them posing. No, no, no. Some of them chant them are imposter, disguising themselves in the remains of Rasta. For King Selassie, you them have been chosen. So in a den lots and can a fool with them posing. No, no, no. Man to man, I said this so, so unjust. Even the naughty dreadlocks, I even don't know who they trust. Cause some of them are naughty dread, I dangle down to them knee. But in a fill of them heart, they no prayer. Selassie, them have the heart of a wolf from where they would. Up a lamb up by them works, and I see and I overstand. Them man is from the synagogue of dirty Satan. And for personal gain, them will fulfill his plan. Cause Jano, them are imposter, disguising themselves like Rasta. For King Selassie, you them have been chosen. So in a den locks and can a fool with them posing. No, no, no. Some of them Jano, them are imposter, disguising themselves in the raiment of Rasta. For King Selassie, you them have been chosen. So them a move and go long, just to change up them identification to all the moves that them do, all the wrongs that were wrong. Now them a try to hide from our next man, but John don't see and know all the things they have done, what they remember and what they have forgotten. It has all been recorded in the book of judgment, and there is no escape in this sad revelation. No, John knows them a imposter, disguising themselves for King Selassie, you them have been chosen. So in a dim locks and kind of fool we with them
med den nigeranskfödde toastern African Simba. Och låten som ni hörde innan var Let Righteousness Be Your Guide med Luten Faya. Av någon konstig anledning så har det på senare tid blivit ganska vanligt med extremt våldsamma och snuskiga texter i den moderna jamaikanska musiken. Redan på 80-talet kunde man höra de tidiga dancehall-artisterna sjunga om sex, våld och vapen. Steve vägrar följa trenden och undviker våld och sexism i sina produktioner. Han påpekar också att det är främst i bashment och dancehall-scenen som våldet och sexismen breder ut sig.
Okay, talking about the lyrical content you find in a lot of bashment tunes nowadays, which can be quite negative, and you're mentioning about, you know, the killing, the guns, being disrespectful to women, etc. Well, that is something which I think is, you know, part of a certain section of Jamaican culture, certainly not all of it, but the bashment scene certainly is. And being a roots reggae label, that is something which I will not get involved with, and you know, it's just a totally different world to what we are talking about. The message of Jawaria music, along with the message of all roots reggae music, is a positive one, talking about uniting people and doing something good, you know, for the whole of mankind. So that's something which is a universal message, not just unique to Jawaria alone. It's something which all roots reggae shares and tries to spread. And really, that message is totally contrary to what the bashment artists are putting out. So, you know, all I can really say about that is that the only thing in common which our music and the bashment or dancehall music shares is that it comes under the umbrella of reggae. But, you know, any similarities stop there. Making dub in their home studios, the best advice I can give you is just try and reach a high standard, and if you're interested in taking it further, then do what I did and go out and release it yourself. You'll have a hard time if you're looking for labels to do the work for you, because there are very few labels out there nowadays who are doing that. So the best thing is just to do it yourself, you know. Maximum respect to everyone.
Det här var en sista hälsning från Steve Jawarior Moscow, och låten ni hörde var Ain't Gonna Be Put Down med Kenny Knotts. Till alla som sysslar med egna dubproduktioner och vill ge ut dem, ger Steve bara ett enda tips. Försök att ge ut ditt material på egen hand. Steve Jah Warrior Moscow börjar tyvärr närma sig sitt slut. Vi som gjorde programmet var jag själv, Ramana Nisima, tillsammans med ljudtekniker Jimmy Ågren. Vill ni höra programmet igen så kan ni surfa in på webbadressen www.sr.se/p3/frispel.
Klockan är 10, nyheter från Ekot.